Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next generation of future NFL stars. And we're going to be going to the SEC today. This young man actually played last night in the Texas Bowl. Unfortunately, Kansas State got the best of the Texas A&M Aggies. But nonetheless, Clyde George is a fantastic talent, one of the more versatile linebackers you're going to find when you kind of stem through the NFL draft, kind of with this incoming class heading into 2017. JUCO kid arrives with the Aggies and basically triples his production in his final year compared to last season. And like I said, when you're looking at a kid that's very athletic, very fluid, you're going to find a kid that has great range and he has a knack for just finding the ball. And we'll kind of get him to kind of say that in his own words when he calls in and joins us here on the C2P. We've had a great week of shows. I suggest you go to Blog Talk Radio. You can go to our collegeofpro.com site and look under the campus report. There you'll find all the shows that we've done in the past week. And like I said, they're starting to pile up. We kind of get lost in transition, if you will, because we just start doing so many shows. We just had a show a little while ago with DeAndre Scott, the Akron Zips defensive back. A mighty mite, if you will, a little smaller. I shouldn't even say small, but just a compact kid, very aggressive, but he has great hips. He transitions well when he's playing in that back end of, and doing what he does best. And like I said, a very talented DB, and he's going to be off to the Tropical Bowl. And we've had that game down south on January 15th, but a great opportunity for him. Any all-star invite for any of these guys is just a fantastic opportunity, because when you're making your path towards the next level, having a chance to just showcase your skills in front of scouts and the practice environment in front of these guys, it's great. And on the flip side of that, scouts get to go one-on-one with these kids, and that is a huge, huge bonus for a lot of these guys, because besides seeing these guys on this college campus, it really helps these guys kind of get a feel for what these guys bring to the table. You know, you get to sit down with them for 10 or 15 minutes, kind of get a feel for them as a person, as a young man, and what kind of character they're going to bring to the organization. And we know today's world with social media, so quick to find out if you made a boo-boo. It's great to have guys that you can know you can trust, go to sleep at night, not worrying about finding them, in TMZ and things as such. But we're going to be hitting Clyde George, the linebacker from Texas A&M. He's going to be calling into the show. And like I said, I don't know if we've ever had a guy that's actually played previous night and joined us the next day. That may be a first, and we've been doing that a long time. I don't think I'll have the time to go back and look at our notes, but just off the top of my head, I do believe that is something that we'll have to look into, because I don't think we've ever had that happen. So call in, and then we'll be back to talking some NFL draft. And like I said, a lot of bowl games this week, and obviously, this Saturday we got the big hammers. We got Alabama, Washington, and we got Ohio State taking on Clemson. Both should be fabulous games, and it's going to be interesting to see what they do with the college playoff moving forward. In terms of if they expand, and there's always going to be teams left out. But like I said, four teams, it really puts a squeeze on some of the schools, especially if you get hot at the end. You look at a team like the USC Trojans, not necessarily a team that you would have said is a top four based on what they did earlier in the year, but if you look at kind of what they were doing down the stretch, they were quite a formidable opponent for any team. And like I said, maybe not the best of the best, but like I said, we've seen in the NFL playoffs. I mean, the Giants made two runs as wild card teams. We saw the Green Bay Packers do it when they beat the Steelers in Texas. So like I said, that wild card kind of feel can kind of be something that transcends into the actual, college playoff, where, these teams aren't the, 11, 12, old teams, but they're teams that are playing great at the right time, and we see that happen. I mean, we kind of saw Florida State and Jameis Winston's second year, kind of saw Florida State kind of tail off towards the end of that second season when they're kind of going for that title defense, and no fault of their own. I mean, they were on a fabulous run, and just to think about going perfect to undefeated seasons is a lot to ask for any university, no matter how talented you are, but kind of the wheels caught up to them kind of towards the end of that. And I think that happens with a lot of schools. That's a hard run to make. It's hard to stay on top, and everybody's, vying to take it down. So just something to think about as we move forward, as this weekend approaches. And once these games wrap up, we really get into that full draft swing. You know, that's when things can really, really kind of intensify for these kids. You know, East-West Shrine Game, the Tropical Bowl, those will be taking on place on the 15th. You know, and then a week later, or, you know, the week after that, I think, you're down there at the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. So, you know, and then the Combine in February. Then you have your Pro Days that will be starting to kick off, and then the private workouts. And then, lo and behold, you're at the end of April in Philadelphia. You're waiting to hear the first name call for the 2017 NFL Draft. So we're going to give up a few more minutes. We got text coming through. Now, waiting on him to buzz through, because usually, you know, we schedule these shows for 10 minutes and we're just so crammed on time. We always like to get as much of the prospect on as we can, because a lot of times when I have to babble for so long, well, you lose interest because you're kind of tuning in to hear what Clutch George brings to the table, not necessarily hear me talk about college football. But love the game and love college football. I guess it's not the worst thing you hear about. But, again, we'll be chasing Claude George, linebacker, Texas A&M, the Aggie standout. 2 years with there, and prior to that, he was at JUCO level. And I'm curious to find out how he kind of got lost in the shuffle. Sometimes it's grade. Sometimes it's soft school. Sometimes these guys are just undersized. I remember Cortez Allen from the Steelers. You know, he played at the Citadel coming out of school, and I believe he was like 5'9 coming out of high school. You know, not necessarily, an SEC-type defensive back. And then, by the time the senior year rolls around, you know, he grew into a 6'1", 6'2 defensive back. You know, if that kid's near that size coming out of high school, he's obviously going to a lot higher, bigger program than, you know, the Citadel. So, like I said, you know, I'm curious to find out, you know, kind of how he slipped through the cracks. But obviously, you know, the Aggies found him, and then they got a lot of production out of this young man. So it's a good thing that he's coming on, because he's going to be one to be excited about, a very versatile kid. And when you kind of look at the way the NFL is going defensively, you know, teams really like spreading that football around. And when you want guys that can really cover space, cover ground, find the ball, and quickly diagnose, this is one of the guys that's able to do it. I mean, 51 tackles, 11.5 tackles for loss, 3.5 sacks, an INT. He just shows up in all those facets of the game. He's just not a one-trick pony. And the thing about him most is you see the versatility of his game. But if you kind of, you know, if you're going to talk to this kid, and I think he's going to share that with us when he calls in, is he's a guy that loves to make the tackle. I mean, he's a Luke Kuechly type-minded linebacker. I mean, he just wants to keep going after and after. But again, he's just very versatile. I think that kind of gets hidden, in the shuffle in terms of what he loves to do. But it kind of, you know, that versatility he brings kind of goes up. So, like I said, we're probably going to reschedule. We're at the 9-minute mark. We'll give it about another minute, because we have the people saying he is calling in, and I apologize for the delay in the call. And like I said, hopefully we get that call. And if not, we'll reschedule. And like I said, because he's definitely a guy that we kind of want to, you know, find out more about. I'm sure you kind of want to find more about as well. And with that said, none other than the man that played last night, kind enough to join us today, Claude George, the standout Aggies linebacker. Claude, we appreciate you taking some time. I was just telling the listeners out there that we don't know if we've ever had a guest come on the show that actually played in a bowl game the night before. Are you exhausted? And with that said, we really do appreciate you taking some time to, you know, talk with us.
Oh, it's no problem, man. Thanks for having me.
Nice. I mean, so last night, I mean, obviously the bitter defeat, your last collegiate game, but what was it like just going through the motions knowing that that was the last time you're going to ever step out on a field as a Texas A&M Aggie?
It didn't kind of seem too real. You know, it kind of felt like a dream. It just all went by so fast, but I'm thankful for the opportunity that I had at Texas A&M.
Definitely. And for you, I was telling the people prior to you calling in, I mean, you are a very versatile linebacker. I know you pride yourself in the run game, and you're fabulous at it, but I just think your versatility is really what stands out above all. But, I mean, how did you get lost in the shuffle coming out of high school? I know you spent a couple years at the JUCO level, and there's so many reasons that could happen, but kind of how did you get lost in the shuffle, and then how did you end up at Texas A&M?
Coming out of high school, I wasn't the biggest. I probably was only about 200 pounds soaking wet my senior year, but I went the JUCO route, and I bulked up, got to about 230 my sophomore year in JUCO. After my freshman year, I had a good freshman year. I was playing defensive end and outside linebacker, and then I finally got the offer from A&M after my sophomore season, and A&M was always one of my favorite schools, so it was a no-brainer whenever they offered me.
Awesome. You know, what's funny is I was just talking about, you know, I was curious to find out why you went the JUCO route, and I actually shared a story about Cortez Allen. He was a former Steelers defensive back. He went to the Citadel. In high school, he came out, he was 5'9". When he left the Citadel, he was a 6'2 DB. So, like I said, he's 6'2 coming out of high school. He's going to Bama right off the cuff. But 5'9", he ends up at the Citadel. So I'm glad I connected that. Let the listeners know I'm not goofy. You bring so much versatility to the table, Claude. I mean, really, you were able just to kind of, you know, almost double your production, I should say, you know, from this year compared to last. How easy, maybe it was not easy, but you made it look easy, let's put it that way. How easy was the transition from just going from the JUCO to the SEC and then just going from last season to your final year that we looked at just now?
It kind of took me a while to get comfortable. Going from JUCO to D1, and it really was about me knowing my plays, just studying film and just being confident with my playing ability and just trusting that I know what I'm doing when I'm out there so I can make plays.
Definitely. You do make plays. I mean, I ask all the guys that come on the show. I mean, if you're in the film room right now, you're sitting down with a couple scouts. I mean, what do you think they're going to love most about you? What are those home run qualities that they're going to fall in love with that eventually wants them, you know, put you on the 53-man roster that they call the NFL?
I think they'll like my versatility a lot. You know, I can play all three spots at the linebacker position. And my strengths, they would love that I'm a run stopper, and I also feel like that would help me a lot in the long run.
Nice. Does anything go unnoticed? I mean, you know, coaches ask you to do what they want. You can't go do whatever you want. I mean, is there anything that scouts aren't able to see on film that's a big plus for you?
Just how hard I hit the film room before every game and kind of just analyze the teams and what was their weaknesses and what was their strengths and stuff like that. And that really helps me a lot.
Nice. Now, this is one of my favorite questions to ask, and it may not be the listeners, but it's one of my personal ones, especially with film junkies. Is there a certain play that you can recall that you can kind of share with us where you spent all week, you're watching film, you're looking for tendencies, and lo and behold, Saturday rolls around, and what you see on film comes to fruition, and you end up making a play?
Definitely probably have to be the Alabama game when I caught the pick against Jalen Hurts. And just watching the film all week and that play, I was basically a spy, and you know Jalen Hurts is a great player, but we had pressure from Deshaun Hall, one of our defensive ends, and he kind of had a tendency to make a bad decision when he has pressure, and I was lucky enough to be in that position to make a play.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Claude George, standout linebacker from the Texas A&M Aggies, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft. He's also invited down to the Tropical Bowl. Fantastic talent, folks. This is a guy who's going to kind of start rising, sneaking up on you. He's going to guy. You're going to be hearing him much, and hopefully after this, we kind of give him as much love as we can, and we can start, you know, helping get that name out there so you guys know who he is when you're starting to look at these draft prospects moving through 2017. If you miss any of these shows, iTunes and Blog Talk Radio are also other avenues to listen to it again. For you, I mean, do you get comparisons to anybody, or is there anybody at that next level that you kind of compare, or, you know, I shouldn't say compare, but you just kind of pattern yourself after?
Oh, I'm definitely a big fan of Luke Kuechly. You know, growing up, I was a big Ray Lewis fan. So, you know, I just try to watch their film a lot, trying to analyze their game, help with their game and kind of put it into what I do.
Nice, nice. And I can see that. And obviously two fantastic guys. In terms of Ray and Luke, not so much, but Ray's just such just an inspirational guy besides what he did on the field. I mean, kind of take us, what's it like being in the huddle with you on the defensive side of the ball? I mean, are you a rah-rah guy? Are you just kind of quiet, lead by example? I mean, how are you on the field?
I kind of lead by example. You know, when it's time to talk, I talk. When it's time to lead with my play, that's what I do. But I've always been the kind of guy to just lead by example.
Excellent stuff. And like I said, you're leaving a good mark on that school and you're off to bigger and better things. We're almost out of time, Claude, and we do appreciate you coming on. But before we let you go, we'd always like to throw a couple lighthearted off-the-wall questions your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, we're going to ask you a female celebrity. If you could take anyone out for a quick bite to eat, who's going to join you for dinner?
Oh, I'm gonna have to go ahead and say my girlfriend because she's probably listening.
All right, good answer. That way you have a good new year. You don't have to take any rap from the lady friend. Yeah, that's a good move, my man. Way to answer that solidly. Inside that Aggies locker room could be you or a teammate, and sometimes schools have a ton of them. Sometimes they have none. But nicknames. Did anybody have a very peculiar nickname, and how'd they get it?
Nickname. Let's see. Nicknames. I don't think we had any particular nicknames on the team that I could think of.
Kind of a quiet locker room. It happens.
Yeah.
Sometimes schools have, yeah. I mean, sometimes we don't have enough time. The guys will give me like 15 names. We're like, oh, we just needed one. And sometimes, like I said, sometimes it's a swing or miss as well. And then the final question,
yeah.
We've been working with Eric Dorsey. He paints cleats. He's a master at it, at Illustrative Creations. If you could have any of your cleats painted, what would be the theme of those things?
Oh, I'll probably have sharks. Sharks on the cleats. My favorite animal is sharks, so.
Nice. I'm glad you said that. I can kind of see that because you're a great writer out there. You definitely get after it, man. Yeah, excellent stuff. Well, hey, man, I know you're busy. You have a lot going on. Like I said, for you to play last night and kind enough to join us today, like I said, just really do appreciate it. And with that said, man, don't stay a stranger. If anything you need here from the C2P, let us know. Stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. That is Claude George. And, folks, don't sleep on this guy. This is one of the young guys who's just so versatile. He gets after it. And he kind of mentioned Keekly and Ray Lewis. And, you know, obviously those are big shoes to fill. But this kid just really gets after it. And coming from the JUCO level, his transition, he said it was, you know, took some time for him to get comfortable with it. But once he did, you could just kind of see this kid blossom. And he's one of these prospects you're going to look at where he has such a high ceiling. You got teased watching him with the Aggies. You got teased by the potential, and hopefully at the next level the NFL develops all the, you know, the positive things that he has, and you're going to really see a very versatile, productive guy, I think, when we come to NFL day. And this is a kid, again, don't sleep on him, because we're not going to sleep on him. I hope you don't sleep on him. I know the NFL isn't as well. Again, if you want more Claude George, the standout Aggie, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, you know we'll be blasting his draft bio page as well. As always, we appreciate listening to the C2P.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.